Good morning. This is Minister Sajia Cox, who reside here in the Bronx, New York, and the tag today, love God and know his word. John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come this far by faith, leaning on you, Lord. We never would have made it if it was without you. We come to you on bending knees, praising you for seeing us safely through the night and waking us up this morning in the light. Thank you for every breath that we breathe. Take every step we make to become more like Jesus. Thank you for our daily bread and for keeping us the roof over our head. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for this beautiful opportunity, Artists International. We pray for the two visionaries, Dr. P.K. Robbins and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the TMC call. We pray for the speaker that will download the information in the telecommunications sanctuary. We pray for the sick and the shut-in this morning. Let us pray for the bereaving family. Now let us, Lord, pray that you will continue to bless us physically, spiritually, financially, and keep us covered with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let us say amen, amen, amen. Host of you there. Good morning, host, are you there?
Yes, good morning, good morning. And thank you so much, Minister Cynthia, for that powerful prayer that you gave to us. Oh, we're just so thankful for you. And thank you, my TMC family, for joining us here on the Master's Call. Well, this is Minister Willa in Tampa, Florida, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And as I said, on behalf of Dr. P.K. Robbins and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you and we thank you for joining us each and every Monday through Friday morning at 5 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to tell you, I know Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Robbins would also say, if it were not for you, there would be no Master's Call. So thank you so much for joining us. Well, excuse me, the Master's Call was founded over 5 years ago by Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and they were so faithful to God that they heard his voice and they carried out the mission that God had for this call. And God even gave them a mission statement, and that mission statement can be found in Psalm 88:13. Which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So we're just so thankful that we know that when we go to the Lord Jesus Christ, he hears our prayers and he answers our prayers, and we praise God for that. Well, we're going to have a rich word today, and for today's message, if you want to go back and hear it a little bit later on today, or if you want to share the message with someone, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. And the PAN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 957-677-POUND, and which is the same PAN that you dialed to get on the call this morning. Now, as on the Master's Call, we have a plethora of messages just waiting there for you to hear from the very inception of this call. Technology is amazing. So whatever you want to hear, you can go back from 5 years ago to hear the messages by simply going to www.themasterscall.net, and there is a buffet of messages. Very appetizing, very nourishing messages awaiting you. Now, we're just so excited about the Master's Call because here on the Master's Call, we are called also a place of prayer where anything that you want us to pray for you about, even when we're not here on the call, you can still submit your prayer request to us. And you can do that by going to info@themasterscall.net. Again, at info.themasterscall.net. on Fridays, we have a very special time, and that special time is when you can just tell us about your prayer requests, tell us about your praise reports, because we would love to rejoice with you in the victory, and we would love to pray for you in those challenges, knowing that the victory will come about. So remember, on Friday, we take your prayer requests and your praise reports. Now, some of you might be saying, you know what? I would love to do what I hear Minister Willard doing right now. I would love to do what I heard Minister Cynthia do. Well, you know what? I am just so happy that the Lord put that on your heart, because we're always looking for greeters, which is what Minister Cynthia did this morning so beautifully. We're always looking for hosts, which is what I'm doing now. And if the Lord has put something in you to bring forth a word, a message, which is what Pastor Lavanya is going to do shortly, we welcome you to let us know that by going to, by sending an email to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will get in contact with you. Now, we were all knitted together here because if it were not for Iris International, founded by the Diaz de Leon family, we would not be here today. This fabulous company was founded over 20 years ago by Papa Diaz de Leon. And we are just so thankful because a number of lives have been enriched as a result of the Master's Call. If you want to hear more about this, if you want to know more about Artists International, just get with the person who told you about this call. Just get with the person who invited you to this call. And I am sure they will be happy to tell you all about Artists International and the many benefits that are there. Now, there is one benefit that's coming up on June 10th and 11th in Houston, Texas, and that is the Ignite Conference. That's going to be held, as I said, in Houston, Texas, and you can go to events.artistlife.com to register for that conference, and I am sure you will be blessed as a result of that. Now, there's a new morning motivational call that's held directly after this call by our own godmother, who originated the call, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. And that call is conducted by a fabulous team of great leaders. To get more information about that, well, you'll get more information about how to be successful in your artist business and just wonderful tips about what you can do to continue to transform the lives of others. You can get on that call by calling the number 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PAN code is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Well, it is time for me to introduce our speaker for this morning, who is absolutely no stranger to us. As I mentioned before, her name is Co-Pastor Lavanya Lewis, and I love her scripture verse that she has attached to her bio because we know it is so true, and that is in Matthew 11:12. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, Co-Pastor Lavanya Lewis was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, and to a single teenage mother, and she was born on August 1st. And it seemed that she could have been destined to be another statistic, but what Satan meant for evil, God took it and made it for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others, and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost, and at age 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene Lewis, she co-pastored and founded the Lion of Judah Ministries in January 2004 with a mandate to equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backsliders. Pastor Lavanya has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almiri Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed Tabernacle Assistant Pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix in Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management with BS there and graduating. She is also a graduate of University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she has earned her master's degree in special education, and she graduated magna cum laude. Praise the Lord. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity, with high distinction. She has also completed 1 year coursework and her residency towards her doctorate in education. She has had a successful radio ministry, traveled preaching the gospel, training young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepared those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, and a friend. And it is my pleasure to introduce to some and present to others our very own dynamic woman of God, co-pastor Lavanya Lewis. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, my sister.
God bless you, too, my sister. Thank you so much. You made me sound so wonderful. I want to meet
that
lady.
You are.
We thank and praise God for this morning. Thank and praise God for all of you who are on this call who decided that I'm going to wake up, take my time, and get some word in me before I start my day. I greet you in peace and love all the way from Las Vegas, Nevada, our founding, our headquarters of our founders. We thank and praise God for our wonderful company, artists, and our blessed founders and co-founders, the Diaz de Leon family. We're so grateful for this opportunity. I'm grateful for this opportunity to come before you with these brief moments to just encourage your heart, just encourage you to be the best you can be. I love preaching because it is the foolish things that confound the wise, the Bible said. And so, you know, where people think that this is silly, you know, we're nothing more than motivational speakers, you know, that this book that we preach from, is it correct? I've seen it. I've seen God prove himself too much and too many times not to preach this word. I've seen him show up and show out too many times not to tell you the truth behind what is being said and the word of God and how effective that it is in the lives of people who read it and live by it and speak it. And so I want to encourage your hearts on today, coming from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, coming from the 3rd through the 5th verse. And Paul states, blessed by the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of our Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort in abundance through Christ. And so here we have a description that Paul was comforting the church of Corinth, that he was speaking to them, because there are times when life is tiring. There's times when you're struggling with your sin. It's times when, you know, you got family members who aren't saved, and you got bills that's not paid, and you got school is difficult, and work is exhausting, and your health is not the best, and your business is not, you know, booming the way you thought it should. By now you thought you'd be manager. By now you thought you'd be, you know, president. So and you can get frustrated when you look at your situation, and you can easily become discouraged. You can easily fall away from that prompt, forget the promise that God has given you, and just get downright frustrated. But when life is tiring like that, you have to understand that discouragement is a thief. It comes to steal your vitality. It comes to take your joy and your zeal and your peace and your contentment. And you have to understand that if discouragement dwells too long, it brings friends with him. You know, brother, discouragement ain't just somebody who just want to come and sit and be in your mind by himself and in your heart by himself. He brings friends. So he'll come and bring fatigue, and he'll bring hopelessness and despair, and he'll bring self-pity and depression and doubt. So, and then next thing you know, bitterness has come in, and bitterness is brought package and baggage, and it's setting up in your heart and your mind. So you have to understand that discouragement is a strong foe. And he comes in. He doesn't want to just come by himself. He wants to sit and dwell in your heart and mind. But you have to understand this, that there is nothing that discouragement can bring that the word of God can't send out. There's nothing that discouragement can bring in that the word of God can't chase out. The Bible says that the enemy will come in one way, but that he'll flee seven. And so here, you know, God got a good way of scattering what the enemy, you know, wants to try to bring in. But we got to understand that we can't rely on the world's systems of encouragement. We can't rely on sometimes family to encourage us. We can't rely on, you know, sometimes the people we help the most, you know, we can't even rely on them to turn around and encourage us. We have only to understand that just like Paul said, that what we have to rely on to be encouraged is the God of mercy and comfort. We are encouraged by him because, like he said in verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Here we recognize that God is not just the Father of mercy and the God of comfort. He is the Father of mercy and comfort. That's what he is. It's not what he does. It's who he is. And so when he comes, mercy and comfort comes with him. And so when we stay in the presence of God and we understand that, we're so grateful because when he brings his mercy, he brings salvation, he brings forgiveness of sins, he brings deliverance from eternal damnation. He comes and he brought, because he sent us Jesus. And because Jesus became that sacrifice we needed, we can see in Psalms 86 and 5 where the psalmist will say, look, you are forgiving and good God. Oh, Lord, your love abounds. You abound in love and all who call to you. And so the fact that you can call on him anytime, no matter what you've done, let me tell you this, your sin, your mess up, your mistake didn't shock God. He's not watching you through his fingers like a scary movie, saying, oh, my God, I can't believe they did this. Oh, my God. You didn't shock him. But he said, I have an abounding love for you. And if you call on me, I can encourage you. You got discouraged. Okay, you fail. Okay, get up. Dust yourself off, get you some word in you, and eat, and go about and recover your victory. Because the fact of the matter is discouragement is counting on the fact that you won't get up and get some word in you. It's counting on the fact that you won't believe that God forgave you for what you did. He's banking on the fact that you won't come to God and understand that he is comfort. And that comfort, that word in Greek, it literally means exhortation, comfort, and encouragement. He's hoping, the enemy is hoping that you don't recognize and understand that God is not mad at you, but he's mad about you. And that he's waiting for you to get up. You're the only one at that pity party. He didn't come. So I hope you didn't send him an invitation. And I love this in John 14:26. The Bible clearly tells us that, in fact, the Paracletos is used here for the Holy Ghost. And it says that that's why the Holy Ghost is called the Comforter. It says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. So when you get in a place where you say, okay, I need God, I need your word, I need to, he said, I will, if you put the word in you, I'm going to bring it back to your remembrance. I'm going to remind you how good I am. I'm going to remind you how much I love you. I'm going to remind you that this mess up, I already knew about it. And guess what? I counted it in. So you're not far behind. You haven't lost anything. You know, a lot of times we say, I've lost so much time. I messed up for so long, and I can't get back on. No. You failed to realize that you have lost time, and according to your calculations, you're not where you should be. But how about I tell you this, that you're right on time for the blessing God has for you. I wish somebody would just grab hold to that word and shout out it and say, I'm right on time. That all of my mess-ups was calculated. All of my mishaps was calculated. All of my setbacks was calculated. All of my discouragements and depression and despair, it was calculated in the books. And I'm right on time for my blessing. And what I found out and what I learned on the last mess-up, I know how to fight this time. See, I know how not to turn my jaw to the enemy this time. I know how to get in my three-point stance this time. I know how to gear up and brush up and get my fists up, and I know how to get my word up this time. I failed last time, and you got me, devil. You got me on that last go-round, but it's my time coming up now. And when I come and I hit, I don't know you're going to be able to deal with my blow. Because, see, when we hit, we hit with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so here the word also comforts us, and it says that we were comforted by God. Why? So that we could be encouragement to someone else in their affliction. Dear, listen, I want you to know you didn't go through what you went through just for you. I'm going to say it again. You didn't go through what you went through just for you. What you went through was so that you could be strengthened and so that you could turn around and strengthen the brethren. You have to understand that the Holy Ghost now, the Comforter, now dwells inside of you. He comes, you got to take courage and understand, just like verse 4 says, who comforts us in all our afflictions. God don't choose what afflictions he going to comfort you in. He chooses, he gives you comfort in every one of your afflictions. Everything that the enemy thought he was going to bring to you, that was going to throw you out of here, God said, I got an answer for that. Because if you like me and you understand, afflictions come in different shapes and sizes. Our afflictions are not one size fit all. Come on. Your affliction can come in sickness and financial difficulty. Y'all know about my story. Y'all know how within 21 months I lost my mother, my spiritual mother passed away, and then my mother passed away, and then 13 months after that, and 11 months after that, my 10 months after that, my grandmother, and 11 months after that, my brother was shot and killed out here in Las Vegas. So in 4 months, in 21 months, four people were tragically taken from me, as I felt at the moment. It felt like they were tragically taken. That's an affliction. I don't care what nobody say. But here God said, look, I got something for you, daughter. I have a peace that surpassed all understanding, that will guard your heart and mind. That when I thought I wanted to run off somewhere and lose myself, God said, look, I want to encourage you to know that I'm your father, that I'm your God, and that I got something that can go fix all of that. I have something that's going to calm your mind and your soul and your spirit. And I'm going to bless you so good after this that you're going to be able to just laugh in the enemy's face and say, ha ha, devil, you thought you had me, but look at me. I'm still standing. Look at yourself right now. You're still standing. After all the devil did, after all the enemy threw your way, after everything he did, molested at a young age, raped or left about or abandoned, whatever the situation, whatever the affliction, after all of that was said and done, you still here. And not just here, but you here with a praise on your lips and with a sound mind. Look, last scripture, James 1, 2 through 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brethren, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its perfect work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I want you to give God a praise for every time the enemy threw something your way, for every no, for every negative thing, for every powerful thing that the devil thought was going to take you out of here. Give God praise. Why? Because now you are lacking nothing. You continue to praise through it. So if you remember nothing I said today, I want you to remember that you be encouraged. Because you are winning at this. God is in you. God has you. And God is being glorified, not because you're suffering, not because you're going through. That doesn't bring God glory. But the fact that you remained in him and in his presence, and that every morning you get up and you have a praise on your lips for how good God is. You be blessed and be encouraged. And know God is the God of all comfort. And that he said he will fix your afflictions. Go on and be a blessing to somebody else and encourage someone else as you're encouraged. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Co-Pastor LaVanya Lewis, for that amazing message. And I just love what she said about there is nothing the enemy can bring into our lives that God can't take out. And I like to say that God cannot blast out, because the word of God is powerful. And it's like kryptonite. It's like dynamite to Satan. So we praise you. We thank you so much for that rich, rich, rich word this morning. And again, my TMC family, you know you can go back and hear that message again by calling the number 712-432-1085. Pin code 957-677-POUND. We are going to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for your blessed daughter of God. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for that word of encouragement, for her stopping by this morning to let us know that what Satan can mean for evil, we are living witnesses, and she is certainly a living witness, that you take it and you make it for good. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for sustaining her through the 4 months that Satan tried to take her down. But she stood on the word of God, and you uplifted her, and you guided her, and you gave her a message of encouragement out of the things that she was going through. Now, Lord, we ask that you continue to pour back virtue into your daughter. We ask, oh God, that you continue to empower her with the richness of your glory and with the richness of your word, that she continues to take it across the world in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you bless her entire household. Bless she and her husband as they continue to minister to the people so that they too can go out and share the word. Father, we thank you so much for each and every family member who has joined us on this call this morning. You know what everyone stands in need of. And we ask, oh God, whether it was a spoken request or not, because you know the end of the situation from the beginning. You knew before the problem or the challenge arose. You knew how they would become victorious through it. And we thank you for that right now. Lord, we do thank you so much for our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts. Lord, touch her body right now. Continue to bring forth healing, because you said in your word that healing is in your wings, and by your stripes, she is healed. Father, we thank you that during this time, she's spent a sweet time with you, hearing your voice, oh God, and being ministered to. Oh Lord, we just know that because your word dwells in her, because she knows your word, oh God, we know that she is being refreshed right now in Jesus' name. Father, bless her entire family. We lift up our dear Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, Lord, how she has carried this call for over 5 years. Father, we thank you for her diligence. We thank you, Lord, that she was obedient to hear your voice. And we thank you, Lord, that she has stood still no matter what, Lord, to bring this forth. Father, bless Dr. Vanessa in every single area of her life. Father, we thank you for Mama Josie, Lord, that even while Mama Josie's there, Lord, Dr. Vanessa's here taking care of us, even as she takes care of Mama Josie. So, Father, bless her indeed, and we give sweet kisses to her in the name of Jesus. Father, now we pray for and lift up any financial concerns right now, because you said that you provide for all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And you would not have your children begging for bread and give them a stone. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord. We pray, oh, Lord, for those who are challenged within the health. Father, we know that you told us in your word that by your stripes we are healed, and no weapon formed against us. It might try to form, but it won't prosper. And you told us to speak to those mountains and be thou removed, that they will be removed. And when we call it by faith, and Lord, you said all we need is to have just a mustard seed of faith. So we thank you. Now, Lord, as we go our separate ways this morning, but never ever leaving your presence, we thank you, Lord, that we are ministers of the gospel, and we will go and share your word with someone this morning. Use us in a mighty way. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, again, my Master's Call family, if you want to hear this rich, powerful word, you can go to 712-432-1085, and the pin code is 957677#. And then to hear the other messages, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. Remember, my family, to register for Ignite, for the Ignite Conference in Houston, Texas. To do that, you can go to www.events.artistlife.com. Again, Minister Cynthia, thank you so much for beautifully greeting the people of God, our family members, this morning. Thank you, Pastor, Co-Pastor Lavanya, and thank you, our Master's Call family, for joining us here at the breakfast table. I will now call Co-Pastor Lavanya back to give us our benediction. Co-Pastor, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we thank you. We are so grateful for your word. We're so grateful for your presence and your indwelling. We're blessed, God, because we don't have to, your word encourages us, and we don't have to live in a world of hurt and doubt. We don't have to live in pain, and we don't have to be alone and in solitude, God. But we can understand, God, that you are in us to lift us, God, and that you care about what concerns us. Father, we bless you for your word in Matthew 11 and 28 that lets us know that you tell us, God, that we can come to you, all who are weary and burdened, and you would give us rest. Bless you, God, for your peace. Bless you, God, that when we feel like we're out of control, that we know that you're in control. In your name, God, as your people go about, we go about doing our day. Cover us with your blood. Keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And help us, God, to not only receive your encouragement, but be an encouragement to others. In Jesus' name, we pray, receiving all blessings due to us, all blessings that you have set up for us, stored up for us. It is so. Amen.